Back out at Historic Farm Days on the I&I Antique Tractor Gas Engine Club Showgrounds. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios here on WITY. And, well, we've had to play the time game throughout the weekend here, but we finally made it over at a time whenever Dwayne Moore and Marilyn Moore were at their train exhibit here just north of where we were set up here on the grounds. And the train's been going again here today. Thanks for spending some time with us here, Marilyn.
Thank you for coming in to see it.
Now, we talked with you a little bit last year, but this year you've kind of gussied it up a little different here. Tell us what the theme is this year.
Well, this year is a circus. Mm-hmm. And there's some older children that come by, and I always ask them if they can find the pink pig, because that's a little bit of a hard thing to find. And we have had them find it.
Yeah, so you make it a little bit of a scavenger hunt, so that way they take inventory of all the things that you have in there.
Right. We have that at home, too, with our setup that we have at home.
I like that. That's a great little feature here. You have four trains running simultaneously. You guys are pros at this. They'll never collide, correct?
No. One goes one way, one goes the other.
Okay. So that's key. You know, we've there again. Dwayne, this started as your passion. Talk a little bit about how that became kind of a family passion here and what you guys have put into this.
Well, I had other hobbies before. I used to tractor pull years ago, and it got stolen. So anyway, we was over in Zionsville, Indiana, one Christmas, and seen the train lay out, and it kind of took off from there, and something else to do.
Very good. Well, and probably a little less noisy, I would imagine, than tractor pulls, right?
A lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper. So this kind of became a bigger thing to where you guys started in your home, and now you've got a mobile train set up here, and you take it to different events here. I'm sure the Christmas one's got to be amazing.
Well, we end up lots of times it takes it to the Christmas parade there in Rossville. Mm-hmm. And then basically the one that we have at home, which is a two-story building, and we have a lift in it, so the kids like to even ride the lifts to go up to the second floor.
Oh, sure. So you have a shed or a garage at home that's like a permanent that folks can come to?
Right. Yes, we do.
Very nice. And people have to obviously either come on a day that you're open or make an appointment, correct?
That's right.
You mentioned Rossville. Rossville, of course, is a railroad town, and I'm sure that probably inspired us a little bit, correct?
Yes.
Well, as a kid, I grew up right close to the railroad track. And then every time we go on vacation, we end up somewhere on a train ride.
Very nice. Well, I can relate. Effingham is well known for their railroads and how long people had to wait on them before they put overpasses in. It seems like overpasses have really taken away from the thrill of railroads, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few of them up here, but there is still something so nice about taking a little pause waiting on a train and just seeing where those cars have been.
Yes. We just got back from West Virginia. So we had really a couple of train rides we really liked. In fact, they pushed us up the mountain in West Virginia.
Very nice, very nice. And that would have been perfect scenery to take a train ride through.
It was.
Yeah. I know that out west, a few years ago, well, it's been more than a few years at this point, cruising Route 66 on the way back from California. And off in the distance, you see a lot of those Union Pacific trains and a lot of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe train going back and forth. And it's like clockwork. About every 3 or 4 minutes, you run into a new train out there because of all the traffic and where you're at in the United States. So, yeah, it's really neat to see that on the coast. We think that there's a busy train schedule around here in the Midwest, but you get a little closer to the coast and everything, a lot of train traffic. So, for folks that want to learn more about what your display is here, and if they can't make it out or want to learn about your other schedule, how do they reach out and find out?
Well, we have a card here that we give out so that people know our phone number and they can check with us there. And then we usually advertise our open house.
Very nice. So that's something to check out. Make sure you visit them here, the M&M Express. They are located just north of the Pavilion, which is just north of the Caboose, which is just north of the Windmill. So if you can find at least one of those, you just go north from there. And they are set up here on the showgrounds here at I&I Antique Tractor Gas Engine Show Club Grounds here at the 2025 Historic Farm Days. Dwayne, Marilyn, thanks for spending a little time with us here today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
We'll have more reports coming up. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.